Hello. I hope you guys are having a good fast, whoever fasting, before we even talk about anything tonight. Let's go and just to the Father and we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you tonight, Almighty God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a supernatural blessing upon us that we don't even have room enough to receive. Thank you that when the enemy comes in like a flood, we know you, Father God, have already raised up a standard. Lord God. So tonight we can come boldly and we could declare war on the enemy's war. The enemy has no power. Whenever you see things are backfiring and things are not working out right, give God praise. Give him honor. Stand up and shake your foot and have the enemy know that he's under your feet and he has no power. And Jesus gave all power to you. Yes, sir. So when the enemy comes, smile and enjoy yourself because victory is there and it's already here. So it's over here or there, wherever you want to slice it. You have victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the enemy tried to push up his old heck ugly head. I could have said tonight, you know what? We are just not going to even continue what we're doing. Because I could have just sent out a text and say, hey, guess what? We will just continue until next week. But hey, thank God for our administration crew. Our team is on top of things. And basically know what they're doing. I don't know anything about computer, but our team does. So we have to give God thanks for our team. Shout out to Kenneth and Sonia tonight and just say thank you for what they're doing in the back end. We are all in this together and we are in it to win it. I come tonight and I stand in agreement with the Father God and with you. According to Matthew 18, whoo, let me open up my word. I used to say it so many times, but today I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit to go in and to read it and to let the enemy knows and hear that he has no power, he don't have no right, and he has no authority. Verily, some of the say verily, verily, but I say our New Testament, the King James Version says, verily, that means look up, just look back, stand at ease, stand with your loins guard, stand position, knowing that you already have the answer. Daniel, when you prayed, from the moment you prayed, effective immediately, Shakoda Basonda. Daniel, from the moment you prayed, Daniel, you got the answer. But the enemy, I had to stop the enemy. So I send out the angel. And what happened? They fight. So I'm coming to let you know that your help is already done. Help is not on the way. Help is not on the way. It is already taken care of. But I just come to let you know, Daniel, praise God. Give him praise. Give him praise and give him worship. Because verily I say unto you, anybody who is believing God to take back territories, anyone that's believing God to take back their self. And when I say self, I mean you as an individual. Anyone that's believing God to take back their family, take back their possession. Verily, I say unto you, we're on the phone right now. Whatsoever, that meaning it doesn't matter what it is, does not matter what it is. Whatsoever, in other words, whatsoever you believe when you pray, believe that you're gonna have it and you will get it according to Hebrews 11. Believe that you have it and you will receive it. But now we are coming collectively on this line corporately. And we're joining together tonight based on Matthew 18. Hallelujah. We are storming heaven and we are saying, take your hands off, enemy, back off, demon. You have no power, you have no authority. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Do you hear me? Whatsoever we as individual are collectively bind on earth, it is bound in the heaven. And let me tell you, I don't have to pull up my dictionary to see what bound means. Because if something is bound, okay, Holy Ghost, I'll go there. He said, go check it out. So let me follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let me open my Bible. Let me open my dictionary here. Bound. The word of God declare, if you are praying in the spirit, whatsoever leap, whatsoever jump, whatsoever spring at you. What does leap mean? When something leap, it's moving, it is quick, it jump, it's in a moving position. Whatsoever move at you. Then the next one say, whatsoever jump. You ever see jumping jack when you were young and play jumping jack? Whatsoever you jump, jumping in the ear position, moving your muscles and your legs and your limb, whatsoever, your feet in a different position. So when you're interceding, you should be able to ask the Holy Spirit, what on what kind of position? How do you position yourself in the spirit? How do you move your hands? How do you move your body? Like last week, we talk about how the Father God gave us fingers to war. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. So you bind up the things. And when they're bind up, tied up shall be bound up, meaning there's no loosing. It's bound in heaven. And when you loose, when you loose, when you loose, when you said things are supposed to come apart, loose, loose, come apart, loose. Following the leading of the Holy Ghost. You gotta follow him. He is in charge. He is in leadership. It is not about you and it's not about me. When something is loose, the dictionary is saying it's not fixed in place. That simple means it's moving around all over. It has no fitting position. It is not tight. It is loose. Like you said, it's baggy. I'm looking here, say baggy, loose. Fitting. Just like you see those young people out there with their clothes falling out, that's what it's saying. It is loose. The fitting is loose. Whatsoever is bound. And when you release it to be loose, it have to be loose. So when you come into the fiery darts den of the enemy, you have all rights to say back up. And back off. You gotta take authority over the enemy because he have no power over you. He come in your house and he trying to raise havoc. He come in your family. Oh, Jesus Christ. And he trying to raise havoc. He come on your job that God gifted you. And he trying to whisper in your ears and say they're gonna take it. No, not so. Not so. Stand, stand, stand and wage war on the enemy's war because the enemy has defeated. Jesus Christ took him down. When you read Colossians, he is positioned on a down position. Get up. No. Stay down. Yes. Lord God Almighty, he said, all power has been given to him. And then that delegated power, he transferred over to you. That meaning the authority has been transferred over to us. We have authority because Jesus gave it to us. We are in position in him. We are seated in heavenly places in him. You have all rights to the kingdom. He said, when you pray, pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in the heaven. I think it's in Matthew 6. I think I see that today. Now, today's a day where I'm geared up, and you should be geared up too. You should be able to take back what the enemy has stolen. Welcome to deliverance prayer. Lord God Almighty. In the kingdom of God, there's no sickness, sis. In the kingdom of God, there's no diseases. In the kingdom of God, there's no lack. Everything that you need that is very good that God created in Genesis 1 is in his kingdom. There is no blood shed in his kingdom. There is no poverty in his kingdom. There is joy and peace and righteousness in his kingdom. He told us when we get saved now, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And these signs shall follow them that believe. What sign? You got to go read it for yourself, Mark 16. What sign? What is this great commission that he gave to us? What are the signs? We got to get ourselves cleaned up to go out to work in the assignment that we have been called to be in. My. Jesus is coming. He is looking for a people that he can use to display his kingdom in the earth. Let us be one of that person that as we fast on Fridays, we do our watch, we are saying, here I am. Here I am. Use me tonight when we're on watch to establish your will in the earth. Here I am, Lord. So on our fast, and the information that has been given to us, to be on this fast, we should say, Holy Spirit, visit me. The fast that we're doing is not for anybody else, but for ourselves. Remember, it is for yourself. It is for your individual, it's individual, it's individual, it's for you, it's not for your friend, it is for you, it is for you. Every time for the 40 days, you are whatever we are doing right now until the Holy Spirit changes, we are fasting about ourselves. Last week was something different. Tomorrow, it's going to be on the husbands. The next day, but it's going to be on the wise. And then I don't remember exactly, but it's for you. And even if you're not married, there is a part in there for you also where you could believe God for your intended. No one is being left out. And if you look at it and you don't see anything in there that pertaining to you, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the information that you could still fast. Don't get offended. Don't feel big-headed. Just be humble and just stay on the task. I believe at the end of the day, we are going to, heaven is going to open up. It's already started. And you're going to enjoy the exploits that was already intended for you and me. That kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. That's Matthew 6, verse 10. Lord God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, let your spirit man come and touch your individual here in the hurt, that they will come to know who they are in Christ Jesus. Open now the heavens and speak to them differently, different words. When they go to their bed, come and whisper in their ears. Send forth the holy angel to encamp around about them. Father, it doesn't matter what they're going through. It doesn't matter what they're going through. Give them the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ, in the Holy Ghost. Let them read your word. Let me read your word and understand it. Give me supernatural insight and eyesight that I may be able to know and to cipher. Oh, God, and be able to interpret by your spirit. Let me not speak. Let they not speak. Nothing out of their words, nothing out of their mouth. Let they be like a parakeet. What? Let they just speak what you say. That they repeat what you say. Not what men have to say, but what you have to say about us. We come to you tonight, Lord God. And we bow down before you, Lord God. And we give up our flesh, Lord God, that your spirit man can come and move strategically through us tonight. Let the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost break down every single yoke and barriers that we can be established, and we can declare that your kingdom come in the earth as it is in the heavens. Now, Father, give us this day our daily bread. Just like you give manna from heaven, Lord God, let your manna come down in the form of bread, Lord God Almighty, bread of life, Lord Jesus. Bread of life, Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost bread, Lord Jesus. Supernatural bread, Lord Jesus. Come down now, supernatural bread. The ones that need finances, touch them, God. Touch it from the east and the west and the north and the south. Let they give, Lord God. Let they give us even a dollar, a penny, a farthing. I don't care. Give out of their means. Give out of their lean. Give, give. Let the Spirit of God touch their pocketbooks. Let the Spirit of God touch their hands. Let the Spirit of God touch their mouths. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding and give them knowledge. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they may be able to walk this earth. Walk under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Touch them from the east. Touch them from the west. Touch them from the north and the south. Touch. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Hospital, hospital, hospital. Hospital break room, hospital break room. I'm going to the hospital break room right now. And I command the enemy now to leave out of that room in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to the break room. I'm going to the supervisor's room right now in the hospital. I break down every barrier. I'm going to come against every single ant's nest that's trying to raise their ugly head. And I say, back off and back up. I go into the homes right now, Lord Jesus. And I come on every fly, every insect, everything that crawls into a corner. And if it looks like a spirit, we drive it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Every ancestral spirit, we break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. You come on this line now, and there is a shift in the spirit, and we break it and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Foul, detestable ancestral spirit, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Sexual demon, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Foul, detestable, demonic spirit, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. So, what they call it around into your neighborhood, they call it roost, roots, ancestral roots. We break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. And those claws and those fingers, we command them in the name of Jesus to come out of those walls. It looks like people that deals with D. Lawrence. We break that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. No, I don't know what they touch, but it was not clean. And we break it and we break it and we break it and we break it and we say loose, 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 loose. Put your hand up and say loose, 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 loose. Loose in the east, loose in the west, loose in the north, loose in the south. Loose now, loose, loose. Deliverance, deliverance. The blood of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. The Son of Man was established that he might take down, I'm going to put it like this, take down the enemy, break the enemy right there in his camp, and march him out. Yes. Yes. Into the hospital. Go into the hospital. And we're in triage right now. And we speak to the income of diabetes. That's what it did. It comes into your body. And we call it an income. I hear it in my spirit, an income of diabetes. It is a diabetic war on the body. And because it comes and we say income, we drive it out. And we say right now, diabetes, you have to go. You cannot stay. You gotta go. And the diabolical system of the body changes now in the name of Jesus. In that dry mouth, water will come in that mouth right now. Satan, you must obey under the sound of my voice. You do not intimidate me. I stand. And I declare that you are foul. You are detestable. You got beat up. As a matter of fact, you were shown. Jesus, make a show of you don't believe. Why do we talk about this all the time? It's because we are in a healing and deliverance house. You have a specialized group of people, and we're one of those specialized type where if you want to get healing, you could come here. If you want to get deliverance, you could come here. If you know somebody that wants to be delivered, you could tell them about right here. And when they come in, the Holy Spirit will right there and then release and open up the windows of healing and deliverance for that person to be healed. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you worship. There is no other God beside you. And you, we move and we have our being. Certainly, 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 certainly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise. We give you praise. Okay. Okay, I had to look up. I head was down. And I had, his father told me to look up. So now I look up and I bind the spirit of depression. I break and I bind the spirit of confusion. I come against that in the spirit. I come against the spirit of confusion. I break it and I bind it now in Jesus' name. And I command it to flee. Leave off of that property. Go through the front door now. And leave. You are not welcome there. Go now. You're not welcome in the home. Go now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about something. Please listen and listen to me. Our God reigns. Our God is mighty. Our God is powerful. Our God gave us the scriptures. And we can use them and we can get results. I want you, your greatest need. Whatever you're going through, pick one thing, the greatest of the greatest. Take out a scripture. Do not leave that scripture until the breakthrough comes. It doesn't matter what it may look like. The Father God said he's already given you a way of escape. Do you hear me? It doesn't matter how the enemy comes in and huff and puff. He said he is giving you a way of escape. Take it. Hold on to it. Do not lose any sleep. Run with it. The enemy gets nervous. Why? Because he knows that you already have a breakthrough. You cannot let them take you down. Do you hear me? There's this person online. Do you hear me? I'm telling you. They cannot take you down unless you let them take you down. It is very, very serious. They can't do nothing to you. They can't do, listen to me. They cannot do anything to you unless you let them. They cannot do anything to you unless you let them do what you want them to do to you. Oh, God Almighty. You don't like nobody to call your name, so I'm not going to call your name. You know who I'm talking to. If you have, I'm going to look over here, and there's not too many people on here have, I was going to say an O in their second part of their name, but I'll see another person, like say Sonny, have an O in her name. The next person that I am talking to, I'm letting you know, honey. They cannot do anything to you. They're going to try, They're going to try to wage war. But you have to come in and you have to stand. I want you to understand that even though you may not be a person that like to confront people, you don't really have to do this. All you have to do is to entertain the spirit. And when I say entertaining the spirit, I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Close your eyes and talk to him. The weapons of your warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. I'm going to pray with you right now. Father, you know and you see your child. It is crying time. But Father God, you know them and you knit them in their mother's womb before they were even born. You know them by name. And you call them out for your purpose and for your plan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you say that's why we came. We came to establish your kingdom here in the earth. We came to pray for the sick. We came, Father, to set the captive free. We came to this earth to pray, to establish your kingdom. Heavenly Father, here we come. Here we come. Here we come, oh Father God. We come and we stand and we declare deliverance, oh God. Salvation, oh God. Healing. See, that is the children's bread. Just like that woman. Say, even the dog eat the crumbs from the master's table. Father, we come tonight with a mindset and the concept that we are eating from your table. Even the dog can eat. When the crumbs fall on the floor, no matter what we may look like, no matter how our family member see us and our friends and our neighborhood or anybody sees us, even the dog eat the crumbs from the minister's table. And we come tonight humble. We humble ourselves. And we come and we eat that crumbs because that is the bread of life. That is the bread that let us be sustained. It's going to sustain us. Precious, precious. That is the goal. That is the gold. I am Morokoti. That is the gold. We placed our hand, place your hand, put your hand over your heart now. And trust God. Trust God. That finances that you need, trust Him. The life that he already provided for you, provided in the past tense. Trust him for it. Call out your name. Call out your name in the earth that it may be able to be established in the heavenly realm, that you could take it from out of the heaven and just put it here on earth. Call out your name now. See life moving through you. See words of wisdom coming out of your mouth. See wisdom, knowledge, and understanding running after you and overtaking you. See you get witty invention, that business that you wanted to do all your life. Ask God to take you to the place where those business transactions can be opened up, set you on high. Giver of life. 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 Speak your life now into our hearts. Speak your moments now. Let us moment by you and moment by you and moment by you. Let your moments, Lord God, become our moment. And once we take that one moment, that one move, we can move over into your moments. One touch at a time. One jelly bean at a time. God Almighty. God Almighty, explode our atmosphere with power. Charge it, Lord God, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of God come now and give us strategic insight, Almighty God, as I pray this night. Dry, 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 oh Father, dry, dry, oh Father God, drive now everything, Almighty God, that's not of you, God. Let the clay of your position becomes our clay. That clay, let it be hardened when it drops to our feet. And when we pick it up, Lord God, it illuminates like your precious gold. Let that clay come now, Lord. Because when you see that clay, you see us. And in that clay that you breathe in, it has life. Life. And when you breathe it in, we have it more abundantly. Life. Oh, God Almighty. Speak now into that clay. Speak now into that clay. Speak now into that clay. And let life come. Let life come. Let life come. Let there be light turning into our life. Precious, 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 Holy Father, come now. We welcome you. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Spirit of the living God, Have your way. Spirit of the living God, come and stay. Spirit of the living God, come and display. Come now. Come now in this clay and use us as we pray. God of mercy, Lord God of mercy, I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is real. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit of power, I want to tell you that He says all power that He has given to us, He gave us that power that He has given to Jesus. And we can go and we can let Him use us to do exploits. All we have to do is just to trust Him. It doesn't matter what we've been through up until now. Firepower. 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 Firepower, come now. Come now. Come now. Fire of the living God, come now, in Jesus' name. Amen. I am high as a kite. I am not here right now. I am hearing from the Holy Spirit. And He's saying He wants to play. Isn't that right? He wants to play. Why do you want to play, Holy Father? He said, because if you get to know Him, it becomes playful. It becomes a joy. And it becomes free. That's why he said he wants to play. Because when you are free in him, you have peace. When you have your freedom in him, you have joy. When he is free to talk to you, you hear things and you get insight for living. That's what I'm hearing. When you don't know what to do, you could always go to him. And you could always ask him to give you that insight for living. That's why he said he wants to play. Because when you do have a playmate, you pick time. How you going to enjoy each other? And that's what he wants. He wants time with us. He wants time with you, and he wants time with me. He wants that time. Because his timing is precious. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father.
And then I hear the song "Come Away with Me." I think there was a, I think I hear something like there was something about that song one long time. Come away with me. Somebody sing that song. I don't know. It just come up in my spirit. It just come up in my heart just now. Come away with me. The Spirit of God wants us to come away with Him. He wants us to have intimacy. That's the word I just hear with Him. He said it was even 5 minutes, and he's talking about seconds. And he said, your seconds will turn into minutes. And by the time you know, he says, you just don't want to leave. And it goes into hours, hour then hours. Try it, try it. You don't have to tell me how it feels because you're going to know how it feels. It is going to be tranquil. You're talking about tranquility. Do you want to have peace of mind? Do you want to have joy and peace? Uncontrollably joy that you just feel so, you just have joy all the time. That's what he's saying. On a continual supply, talking about abundance in all things, every single thing that you need, every single thing that you need, every single thing that you need. You hear me, cuz? You hear me over there, cuz? In your black and stripe, I'm talking to you. Every single thing, I was able to open my eyes just now to see you. Because I was lost and I just couldn't come out of it. Okay. But now my eyes is open. So now I can see a little bit. Okay. I don't know when I'm going to be gone again. But every single thing, I'm talking to you. Every single thing. Every single, if you want to put your hand on your heart, my cause, put your hand on your heart. Every, I'm telling you, every, that's all I hear. Every single thing. Don't even sweat the small stuff. Oh, Lord God. I think I heard somebody say that one long time. Don't even, I just hear it. Don't sweat the small stuff. What are you going to do when the big things come? Don't sweat nothing. Go to bed free, wake up free, act free, think free, and just say, Lord God. When you go in your car, you say, Lord God. When you go on your job, you say, Lord God. When you get up in the morning, you say, Lord God. When the cat and the dog get on your nerves, you say, Lord God Almighty. Lord God. Freedom in the spirit. When the rabbit that you got over there that I don't like, say, Lord God. Freedom in the spirit. Freedom. I'm telling you, freedom. You got, look, it is not looking good in some of our houses. What are you saying? Freedom, Ruti. Oh, my darling, I was wondering. Oh my God, you, hey, Sonia, I don't know if you could do a screenshot, but all the people in Hartford, I don't know if you could do a screenshot. My daughter, I want you to say, when is the time of when you're going to be, because I can't, where my glasses at? Because I can't even see that stuff. My daughter having a meeting. Send me need that glasses. They must sit in a use. When is the meeting? Sign a screenshot because my daughter having a meeting. When? Lord Jesus, and who said something?
Next Saturday, Mama Ruth,
Yes.
from
At
10
what
to
time?
from 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1?
Yes.
Okay, from 10 to 1. Okay. All
Yes.
the people that's in Hartford, get in touch with me and I'll give you, I'll get information from my daughter. Go out and support her. Is over there in Farmington Avenue?
It's at the Asylum and Saguenay, right across from the Boys and
Send me the
Girl Club.
information because if I was in town, I would have been up there. Jump up, jump up. Let me get out of this because I got to get back in what God trying to do. But I was thinking about you today and you just pop up. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's what the spirit work. I was thinking about you. You were thinking about your mama too? You were thinking about me? Yeah. I was going to call you because we need to talk. But anyway, let me move off. Hey, next week, Saturday. Please find it in you some time from 10 to 1. Only one time, right? Go over
For
there.
now, yes.
Yeah, call me and I'm gonna give you the information. That is one of my daughter, one of the ones that are ordained, and God is using her. God is using her. God is using her. Now she's in college. Isn't that right, baby? And
Amen,
doing,
yes.
let me tell you something. And the father talk about me, giving me the information how to raise up these people in Connecticut. I thought I was finished with Connecticut. I want to be running around these folks. Okay? I thought I was out. I'm getting ready. You hear me? Enrollee, what you want to name? Enrollee. I was getting ready to jump ship and leave y'all. Let me tell y'all, but I hear from the father. I don't know how this is gonna work out. Once a month, either we're gonna be coming to town or we're gonna be doing Zoom. But the father, we're gonna establish, the father is gonna establish through us. And the ones them that have given out the ordination, get ready. Find yourself a place, get ready. And let's go out there and let's win soul for the kingdom. Because these little issue washing people out there talking about they're having church, I don't know what they're doing. I ain't gonna talk about nobody, but it's time for the remnant to move forward. That's the word that I hear. It ain't got no time for no issue washing, is it skimming, and no dead church. We want Jesus. We want the people to see the fire, the blood, deliverance, healing. When I first come out there, everybody talk about me like a dog. They didn't understand about the prophetic. They didn't understand about the supernatural. But now they understand because everybody, I pick up all kind of kangaroo and jackfruit come them out and them still run up and gonna talk about the $1,000 line and the $2,000 line and them leave out of their week, then go in week and come out dead. Let me tell you something. It's time. It is time for us to get real. I am going to be back. I'm not going to be living there, but they're going to be a tribe of God's people that's going to go and they're going to do what God has called them to do. And you're going to feel the fire in New England. The father told me there is going to be a breakup. They're going to be a shop connection. When I say a shop, S-H-O-P, shop, that means you're going to go into this place and you're going to be able to buy. What you're going to buy? You're going to go in there and you're going to have the Holy Ghost. And you're going to go out and you're going to establish places. It's not going to be no 102,000 people in no church no more. No. You're going to have little small places that's going to be the carrier of the Holy Ghost. That's why things are being blown up right now. Fire, I see the fire of God over New England. Whoever who is praying for New England, I just see the fire. Hold on, people, and continue to pray. Continue to pray because the Father has released his fire in New England. My God, my God, my God, my God. There is going to be a shake-up in the nation. Heavenly Father, let your fire run to every single location in America. Start from the White House to our house. Remove every single block and stumbling block out of our way. Let your kingdom come now and let it shake our core. That we may be able to go forth and do exploit for your kingdom. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, come forth and charge your people. Yes. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. Let me say before I go, we are having some technical difficulties. I don't understand what's going on. When Sonia sent out some of the email, they're not going out. So I have to go in, and sometimes people say they're not getting it. So I have to go in and I have to resend out some of the things that Sonia did.
So my husband, which is in admin, told me this week, he said, what you guys need to do, just try this, just try it. And Sonia, I want you to put into the chat right there in comment. I want you to put your email address for the church. I want you to put it in there. And I want you guys to copy that email. Sonia Thomas of the Holy Tabernacle.com. I want you guys, every single person who is having difficulty getting information from Sonia, I want you to put that in there. Try it. Try it. And if you're not getting your information when we send it out, like for next week Tuesday, when Sonia send it out, let me know. The Sonia Thomas of the Holy Tabernacle.com. Very important, because if we're paying our money, we want to be wise steward of the money that we're spending. And if we're sending, if the computer is not working, our network is not working, they need to know about it. We need to get in touch with somebody. But before we take that step, let's try it this way first. Sonia Thomas at theholytabernacle.com. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you, Lord God Almighty. I want to thank every single person for giving. Because you see, when you give, what happened? We here at the Holy Tabernacle are we are able to take care of what we need to do. Like when I travel, when I go different places where we pay for the different things or computers, like this one here, I don't know what's wrong with it. It broke down. Brand new computer, we just bought it last year. So now I have to be on a laptop. And you know, I don't know about no laptop, but we have to be on a laptop. So we all these things that we have to take care of. Our desk, we gotta pay for. All these other things that goes with a church. In here, this office that I have, that's turnover to office, that's light and stuff that I gotta pay for. So I'm just saying, when you give, you thank God that your return is gonna come from heaven. It's not gonna come back from man. It's gonna come from heaven. It says, "Given it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken down, running over, shall man put into your bosom." I believe that when the body of Christ, or when the house of God have, and when the people in the church or in the building is in need, that's how I believe. Nobody in there is supposed to have lack. Nobody's supposed to have lack. That's what I believe. But you can't give it if you don't have it. So we trusting that every single person, and I don't do this, but the Father told me, you're not doing it. You got to do it, because when you do it, you are opening up the windows for the person who is giving to be blessed. And I'm like, okay. So from then on, I remember one time I went somewhere and I didn't pick up any tithes and offering. And I worried about it. And I think it was Sonny said, "Mom, you didn't pick up the offering." I'm like, I don't really care. And by the time I leave out of there, somebody brought me an envelope. More than what I would have picked up in the night. So you see, I'm just saying all of this because I'm saying what the Spirit of God told me to say. You could take it any way you want, because honestly, I really don't care, because I am doing what my Father instructed me to do. And in his kingdom, abundance. In his kingdom, peace. In his kingdom is joy. In his kingdom is righteousness. Father, in the name that is above every single name. That name is Jesus. Yes. And when the enemy comes, yes. And when he sees the name of Jesus on my structure, on your structure, oh my God, he gotta run. He can't stand. Every hair of your head, every hair of your head, when he see it, he trembles and he bows. He can't stand it. Because once you come to know who you are in Christ Jesus, the enemy have to back up. The enemy have to back up. I mean, this is not a joke. This is serious business. I'm looking, and you know what I'm seeing? Fire. And what does fire do? When fire comes, if you can't put it out, you're going to have total disaster. This fire that comes, we don't want it to be put out. This fire that comes, it comes from heaven. This fire that is on us is the fire to shake the very core of the enemy. And we say, enemy, Satan, you and all your cronies, that mean your flies and your fleas, back up. Back off and bow. Why? Because we have the blood of Jesus on us. And when you see the blood, you have to run. In a matter of fact, you are under our feet. And we are your footmobile. And we trample you from the east, the west, the north, in the south. Our territory stand. We have territorial rights. And we come boldly to the throne of grace and we say, Satan, bow. Thank you for that river that just flows. And thank you for the essence of that water that just comes and is so clean. And it's blue and it's just so beautiful. And it comes and it just takes us into that flow. And we put up our hands and we bow. Okay, Father. Psalms 23. I will read Psalms 23. And after I read Psalms 23, I want you guys to read Psalm 91 tonight. What do you mean? That's not what you said. Oh, so you want me to read both of them? Okay. All right. So I was the one who's supposed to read it. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'll read it. Because when I read, there's an anointing that's going to flow. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll read it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's why you lead us, Lord God, for your name's sake. Wow. Yeah. Do I walk through the valley and the shadows of death? Not shadows, shadow. Okay. Shadow of death. Shadow? That means it's just a mirror? Okay. Oh, okay. Mirror. It doesn't have to necessarily mean death. Oh. Okay. So when it comes, you fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. The rod that you hold in your hand and the staff, they comfort me. So even though when you're counseling us, wise counseling, if it's even bad, it's a comfort to us. Why? Because you're preparing a table before us. Oh, because you're preparing a table before you in the presence of my enemy. So when your enemies comes in, you are preparing a table. And you're anointing our head with oil, and our cup is going to run over before our enemy. Oh, this is awesome. So the enemy does not know what's happening, that we are anointed one sitting in front of him. Wow, this is profound. I've never seen it like this. So when we sit in front of our enemy and we are rejoicing in front of our enemy have to flee because they get confused a bit. Oh, based on that Jehoshaphat? Oh my God. Second like Chronicles 20. Surely goodness and mercy, Lord God Almighty, listen to us people. Listen to us saying we got the power. It shall follow us. Follow us. I would say us, because they say follow me, but I would just say us, all of us. All the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Enemy, the enemy runs because we are in front of him. Oh my God, when you go in front of the enemy, remember Psalms 23, the enemy shakes. The enemy freezes. He is frozen. The enemy cannot move. You're in charge of your atmosphere. Remember this. 91. He that dwelleth, not me and you, when we dwell in the secret place, Lord God Almighty, under his shadow. You are our refuge. You are our fortress. You give us abundance in the fortress living. We have more than enough. Because we trust you. And when the enemy comes, when the fowler comes, when that dog comes as a pestilent, you're going to cover us with your feather. You're going to cover us under your wings. Lord God, when we trust you, when we walk in truth, you're going to be our shield. You're going to guide. You're gonna take us in as a butler. Oh God, you're gonna pave us in. You're gonna create us. You're gonna shape us. We're not gonna be afraid of the enemy when he comes and starts shaking our beds at night and starts speaking in our ears. We're not gonna be afraid. We're not gonna be afraid by the darts of flight by night. We're not gonna be afraid by the pestilent that walk all those demonic. Destruction. We're not going to be afraid. They're going to fall on their side and 10,000 on their right hand, but they shall not come near us. We're not going to be afraid. We will only see them with our two eyes. And we will be old and we will see them because they're wicked. Why? Because thou made the Lord, which is my refuge, which is your refuge. He put us on high. Our habitation is in him. Everything around us is joyful and peaceful because of Genesis 31. He created it that way. Lord God, no evil will come against us, no plague will come into our dwelling. His angels will be, they will take charge over us. They're going to keep us in all our ways. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. The angel is going to bear us up in their hands. That means whatever is under our foot, whatever is coming, they're going to take us to a place of safety. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. My God, He's gonna keep us in all our ways, not in His ways, but in all our ways. What is out of line? What is out of line that needs to come back in line? He's gonna keep us in line. Nothing will touch us. Even when we walk against a stone on our foot dash, even when we get cut on the stone, it won't even hurt. He is going to teach us exactly how to tread upon lions and demons and all kind of the patterns on the earth. He's going to teach us. He's going to teach us how to war, strategic warfare. He is going to teach us. All we have to do is trust Him. You set your love upon Him. You put your eyes before Him. You keep your eyes centered on Him. He is going to deliver you. And now when He deliver you, He's going to set you on high for the world to see. As a king, a prince, or priest, a princess, a queen in this earth. Why? Because His kingdom come. Why? Because His will be done. And in the heavens, there's no sickness. Nothing. Nothing out of the ordinary. In His heavens, His tranquility. He deliver us. And then He honor us. Do you want to be honored tonight? Do you want to be delivered tonight? He know you before you were born out of your mother's womb. 2,000 years ago, He said it was finished. And it is finished. And when He's finished, He give us everlasting life. Psalms 91. Long life. I will be satisfied. And He is going to show me my salvation. I am saved, and you are saved. Romans 10 says, your heart believes unto righteousness, and with your mouth, confession is made into salvation. We are saved. Tonight, as we seal your book, O Holy Father, we thank you that your presence is here and it was here and it's still going to continue to be here because your children is here in the earth and we will represent you and we will represent you well. Today we will remember Psalms 23 and Psalms 91. Thank you. Thank you, Father. As I bow now, and as I come out of the heaven and come back to earth, we say, let your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for being on the Zoom call tonight. I honestly don't know how to go around this thing here, so I can't even take the thing off to hear what's going on. So I just want to say, I love you guys. Have a supernatural week. I've already sent out the fasting instruction for the next 7 days. If you haven't received it, please text me just text me. I wouldn't say email because I don't even know my email. That's not working. Just text me and then I'll send it out to you. I love you. May God bless you. May His face shine on you. And may He give you supernatural peace. Shalom. Hey, mwah. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mwah, mwah. God bless you. God bless you.